This is a Sunday worship service from Peace Lutheran Church in Park Falls, Wisconsin, for January 7th, 2024, with Pastor Samuel Morging.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sins.
O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your present and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy innocence, bitter sufferings and death, of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the word, announce the grace of God unto all of you, and in the said and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I invite you to speak responsibly the introit. Behold, the Lord, the ruler has come, and the kingdom and the power and the glory are in his hand.
I am David, my servant, with my holy oil I have anointed him.
I will sing of the steadfast love of the Lord forever.
With my mouth I will make known your faithfulness to all generations.
He shall cry to me, you are my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation.
And I will make him the firstborn, the highest of the kings of the earth.
My steadfast love I will keep for him forever.
And my covenant will stand firm for him.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Behold, the Lord, the ruler has come, and the kingdom and the power and the glory are in his hand.
I have now made him my servant, and with my holy oil I have anointed him.
God on high,
may the earth be full of glory.
and anointed him with the Holy Spirit. Make all who are baptized in his name faithful in their calling as your children and inheritors with him of everlasting life. To the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Old Testament reading is from Isaiah chapter 42, verses 1 through 7. Behold my servant whom I uphold, my chosen, in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nation. He will not cry aloud or lift up his voice or make it heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and a faintly burning wick he will not quench. He will faithfully bring forth justice. He will not grow faint or be discouraged till he has established justice in the earth, and the coastlands wait for his law. Thus says God the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and what comes from it, who gives breath to the people on it and spirit to those who walk in it. I am the Lord. I have called you in righteousness. I will take you by the hand and keep you. I will give you as a covenant for the people, a light for the nations, to open the eyes that are blind, to bring out the prisoners from the dungeon, from the prison those who sit in darkness. This is the word of the Lord. Would you please join me in reading the gradual? Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who alone does wondrous things. Blessed be his glorious name forever. May the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen. Amen. The epistle reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 26 to 31. For consider your calling, brothers. Not many of you were wise according to worldly standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, even things that are not, to bring to nothing things that are, so that no human being might boast in the presence of God. He is the source of your life in Christ Jesus, whom God made our wisdom and our righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Therefore, as it is written, let the one who boasts, boast in the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Let's pray. Please stand as you're able as we continue to sing the Alleluia. Matthew, the third chapter.
Glory be to thee, Lord.
Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan, to John to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? But Jesus answered him, let it be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he consented, and when Jesus was baptized, immediately he went up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming to rest on him, and behold, a voice from heaven said, this is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. This is the gospel of the Lord. I invite the congregation at this time to speak with me the Nicene Creed as we confess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. I invite the congregation to be seated, and those children that are present, may come forward for a children's message at this time. Well, good morning, boys and girls. Good morning. It's good to see all of you here this morning. So today, we are remembering the baptism of Jesus. We're remembering his baptism as we are gathered here in this worship service. Did you guys hear the lesson I just read? The lesson that talks about Jesus' baptism? Jesus was baptized by John in the Jordan River, it said, and then we have a voice that is God saying, "This is my Son who is well pleased," and something came and down and descended upon Jesus. Do you guys know what it was that descended on Jesus? It's a type of a bird. Does that help you at all? It is a dove. It says that a dove descended on Jesus, right? Mm-hmm. Do you guys see any doves in our church? In the stained glass windows, maybe? You see a dove back there? Yeah, the dove. That is what we remember to be God, the Holy Spirit, and that is descended on Jesus. And one that's maybe a little harder to see is over back, that far back window, is our baptism window, which has a Holy Spirit dove, and also has, I believe it's a shell, kind of like this is representing a seashell, for our baptism, right? Yeah. So Jesus was baptized, and I know that many of you have been baptized also, right? And when Jesus was baptized, he received the Holy Spirit. Do you know that when you are baptized, you also will receive the Holy Spirit? Yeah. And is that wonderful that God sends his Spirit to live in you? Yes, it is. So baptism is very important for all people because we know that God blesses us in our baptism and that we are connected to Jesus because he was baptized, we also are baptized. So I want you to pray with me today. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the baptism of your Son Jesus. And for the baptism that we receive,
and for the baptism that we receive,
in your holy name,
in your holy name,
for the forgiveness of sins,
for the forgiveness of sins,
and for our eternal life and salvation,
for our eternal life and salvation,
and you sending us your Holy Spirit,
and you sending us your Holy Spirit,
who lives in us,
who lives in us,
and leads us to believe in Jesus.
And leads us to believe in Jesus.
We pray in Jesus' name.
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, thank you, boys and girls, for coming up. And we certainly are blessed to receive the Holy Spirit, and that's a bigger blessing than this one that I'm giving you now. Our congregation will continue by singing hymn 739. Salvation of the whole world. God, says through Isaiah, he will bring forth justice to the nations. It wasn't just the chosen people of Israel that God sought to bring salvation, but rather to the nations, to the ends of the earth. God loves his people and desires them to be saved. God loves you. God loves the community that you live in. He loves our state and our nation. He desires us to be saved through his Son, Jesus Christ. You and I are connected to Jesus. We are connected to him because he is our Savior. He is the one that God sent to bring justice to all the nations. And God says to you who are connected to Jesus, just as he spoke to the people of Israel through Isaiah, I am the Lord. I have called you in righteousness. I will take you by the hand and keep you. I will give you as a covenant for the peoples, a light for the nations. You and I, we are called in righteousness by our Heavenly Father. We are called to more than what this world sees. Righteousness, justice, bringing God's hope of salvation to the world. This is what God has and desires for you and for me and for all of his chosen people as we follow the servant that he has sent, the one in which his spirit rests upon. This world that we live in, it may call to you, may call for you to do certain things in this life, or there are certain activities that may seem to call to you. Some people may say, it's my bed calling. I need some sleep. Others, well, they are called to work. Well, I need to head to work. That's what I'm called to do. But rather than these items, our Heavenly Father wants you to know that he has called you in righteousness to be a light to the nations, to be a light here in Park Falls, in the Price County, and beyond, so that you can help others know their Savior, and that God has called them in righteousness through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He has called you to be saved through the blood that Jesus shed upon the cross. He is calling you to help others know about their salvation from sin, that though we were born, conceived in sin, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ was sent by God, the chosen servant, to bring justice to the nations. And he brings that justice through the blood that he shed upon the cross. And so you, connected to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, are able to speak boldly to your family, to your friends, to the community, to the world, that Jesus has come and he is God in human flesh, and that through him we all are called to lives of righteousness, to live lives of service to God our Heavenly Father, to love our neighbors, to seek their good, because this is what God desires, that you would love your neighbors as yourself, that you would seek that they too would be able to know the glories of the salvation that Jesus Christ has brought to all the earth. Yes, you are called in righteousness to be a light for the nations, so that those who sit in sin, those who are weighed down by this world, may know of salvation. Jesus Christ has come. He has come, and he brings your salvation. And he brings that salvation not only to you, but to all the world. And most especially do we receive that in holy baptism, in the Lord's Supper, in these means of grace, God displaying to you and giving to you the love that he has for you. Today, you are called in righteousness by God, your Heavenly Father, so that you would live a life that shines in this world, a light that brings hope to others, so that they too may know the freedom from sin that Jesus has won. As you are called by your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, be strengthened today by his word and in the sacrament, so that you can boldly shine and speak of the righteousness that we all have in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In his name, amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all of our understanding, guard our hearts and minds firmly in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I invite the congregation to please stand as we continue with the singing of the offertory. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Beloved in the Lord, Holy Scripture admonishes us that all things should be done decently and in order. That is why the constitution and bylaws of this congregation establish various offices to which men and women are elected and appointed to serve. In so doing, the church follows the examples of the early Christian church as described in Acts chapter 6. The 12 summoned the full number of the disciples and said, "It is not right that we should give up preaching the word of God to serve tables. Therefore, brothers, pick out from among you 7 men of good repute, full of the Spirit and of wisdom, whom we will appoint to this duty. But we will devote ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word." The Apostle Peter writes in his first epistle, "As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's very grace. Whoever speaks, as one who speaks oracles of God. Whoever serves, as one who serves by the strength that God supplies, in order that in everything God might be glorified through Jesus Christ. To him belong glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen." You have been elected to serve Peace Lutheran Church, and you have been chosen to fill specific offices and positions of responsibility at Peace Lutheran Church. You are to work with the pastor that our life together in Christ may be orderly and pleasing in his sight. You are to see that the services of God's house are held at the proper times, that the Word of God is purely preached and taught according to the Lutheran Confession, that the sacraments of Christ are administered according to His institution, that provision is made for the Christian instruction of young and old, that the erring are admonished, and that discipline is maintained. You are to see that the day-to-day materials of the congregation are properly administered and that proper support is provided for the workers of this congregation. You are to assist in caring for the poor and the sick, in cultivating harmony among the members, in promoting the general welfare of the congregation, and in furthering the kingdom of Christ here and throughout the world. While holiness of life and obedience to Christ are expected of all members of this congregation, it is especially important that you, as office bearers in His church, show yourselves by word and example to be faithful to Him in service and Christian devotion. In the presence of God and of this congregation, I therefore ask you, do you accept the office entrusted to you, and do you promise faithfully to carry out your duties, trusting in the Lord and conforming yourself to His word in accordance with the faith of the Evangelical Lutheran Church? If so, then answer, I do. Beloved in the Lord, you have heard the promises of faithfulness spoken by these men and women whom you have selected to serve as officers of Peace Lutheran Church. Do you promise to support them in their work, to remember them in your prayers, and to work with them to the best of the abilities that God has given you so that He may be glorified and His work be done in our midst? If so, then answer, we do. Brothers and sisters in Christ, I install you as officers of Peace Lutheran Church. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Almighty and Most Merciful God, enlighten and strengthen you in your offices, that you may be good and faithful stewards to the glory of His name and the good of His people. Amen. I invite the congregation at this time to please stand as we pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we give thanks that you have raised up these servants to work among your people. We humbly implore you to grant them, by your Holy Spirit, those gifts needed for the faithful carrying on of their tasks, most especially wisdom, strength, and willing hearts. Let your blessed rest on this congregation. Strengthen the faith, quicken the love, and enkindle the zeal of its members, that your name may be glorified, and that here and in all places under heaven the kingdom of your Son may be advanced. We remember with thanksgiving those who have faithfully served your people and have now completed their time of service. We pray that in the end of days, we, with all your faithful people, may hear the voice of Christ saying, "Come you, who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Go in the name of the Lord. Be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. The Almighty and most merciful God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve you. Amen. I invite you to return to your seats as the congregation continues with the prayers of the church. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Heavenly Father, you revealed your Son in the wondrous epiphany in the Jordan. So also you have revealed your name and blessing to us in holy baptism, declaring us your beloved heirs. Grant that we may daily die to sin and rise to newness of life, living with joy as your baptized children. Lord, in your mercy, Lord, we give you thanks for the gift of family. Bless all parents, especially mothers, that they would joyfully acknowledge your gifts of spouse, children, and home. Be near to the elderly, the widowed, and the orphan. Show forth your grace to them that they would not feel alone. Lord, in your mercy, give comfort and relief to those who are sick, depressed, tired, confused, or in any need, especially Rick, Glenn, Wayne, Tracy, Abigail, Linda, and Leon. Watch over all expectant mothers and their children, that they may have a safe delivery and be brought also to the life-giving waters of holy baptism. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord, in holy baptism, you have opened the heavens to your children. Grant that all those baptized into your Son would worthily receive the heavenly feast of his body and blood for their salvation. Lord, in your mercy. Eternal God, you have made us your own people by baptism and granted us your Holy Spirit to confess Christ in word and deed. We remember with thanksgiving those who have went before us, who passed the faith on to us, and who now rest in Christ from all their labors. Since we have died with Christ through baptism, grant that we would be raised with him also. Lord, in your mercy. O merciful Lord, grant us confidence in the promises of holy baptism and teach that you will answer our prayers. When the last day comes, bring us into the joy of your everlasting kingdom and life through the merits and mercies of Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
Right and salutary, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. For at his baptism, your voice from heaven revealed him as your beloved Son, and the Holy Spirit descended on him, confirming him to be the Christ. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
I invite the congregation to please stand as you are able. The true body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul until life everlasting depart in his peace. Amen.
At Peace Lutheran, we consider it a blessing to share a worship service with you. We invite you to worship with us at our regular service at 9 o'clock on Sunday morning. The service is held at the church, which is handicapped accessible. During the COVID pandemic, we are working to make our worship service as safe as possible for all who attend. If you would like to support our Peace Lutheran ministry, please go to our website by searching for Peace Lutheran Church in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Just click on Donate at the bottom of the page.